The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, news roundup, information overload hour, Sean Hannity Show, day 32, Americans abandoned, now held hostage to the whims of the terrorists behind enemy lines, and still no answers. We've got that, and obviously the severe allegations made by Woodward and Robert Costa of the Washington Post against General Milley. Milley's spokesperson defending these calls to the Chinese military officials. Until this is sorted out, my position is, yes, I believe in the presumption of innocence. I believe in due process, but these allegations are so severe. I think he should be put on administrative leave, a commission immediately appointed. I want to look into, we should have the phone calls of these, of any transcripts of any calls released to the public. We need to know Nancy Pelosi's role in all of this. Because of what Woodward and Costa are saying is true, they're saying that General Milley literally undermined all constitutional authority and order, undermining the president of the United States of America, which would, and then tipping off one of our biggest adversaries, one of the most hostile regimes on the planet, and that being China. So we got to get to the bottom of that. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second with our guests. First, I want to go back to yesterday's hearings, and like we've been telling you, you have a Secretary of State so oblivious and bragging about the professionalism, the businesslike atmosphere of the Taliban. Well, we've been reporting everything that we have today. Yeah, they're so professional and businesslike that the Taliban executed an Afghan war hero right in front of his family. The Taliban now is demanding their increase in ransom payments. We helped the U.S. until the evacuation of their last person, but unfortunately, the U.S. is, instead of thanking us, has frozen our assets. Well, we still have Americans behind enemy lines. We know that women are being beaten in the streets. We know young girls are being ripped away from their moms and dads and forced to marry Taliban fighters. But that, you know, totally clueless idiot, Tony Blinken, he doesn't have any clue how many Americans are in Afghanistan. He said to Ted Cruz that he was dumb enough to give the Taliban, they are terrorists, they're not professional and businesslike, unless you consider being a terrorist a businesslike and professional occupation. And then he says to Marco Rubio, well, we didn't see this collapse coming in 11 days. Well, you could have watched in March, April, May, June, July, because they were taking over massive portions of the entire country. As the Afghan army that Joe Biden was bragging about in July was collapsing in retreat, full retreat, and they knew it, and they're just lying. So when they had control of Kabul, they never did anything. They could have evacuated every American safely, their families safely, every green card holder safely, every Afghan ally safely, and we actually probably could have done the full vetting before we took any of them. We could have taken our military equipment. Listen to this idiot Blinken before the Senate yesterday.
On the American citizens who wish to leave, the number is about 100. And it's very hard to give a real-time number at any given moment because it's very fluid.
Did the State Department give the Taliban a list or multiple list of Americans and or Afghans that we wanted out?
Those reports and the idea that we would do anything to endanger our citizens or anyone else at a time when we were trying to save their lives is flat out wrong. Let me be very clear, Senator, if I may, please. Thank you. In limited instances where we were seeking to get a bus or a group of people through a checkpoint, we gave a manifest to the people at the checkpoint.
I think China and Russia and Iran, they look at this botch withdrawal, and what they see is incompetence that they think they might be able to exploit may lead to miscalculation. I think the Europeans, our allies, who had very little say of any, or control certainly over the timing and the execution of all this, they're now, number one, have to be wondering about our reliability, the credibility of our defense agreements with them.
We, the intelligence community, did not say that the countrywide collapse of all meaningful resistance would be likely to occur in a matter of days. And you referenced Chairman Milley, as I did earlier. Nothing that he saw, that I saw, that we saw, suggested that this government and security force would collapse in a matter of 11 days.
Pretty unbelievable. Joining us now, Tori Richards, investigative reporter with the Washington Examiner, former Brigadier General Don Bolduc is with us, served 6 years in Afghanistan, special ops commander, 10 tours of duty total in Afghanistan after 9/11, 5 bronze stars, 2 purple hearts. He retired in 2017. He's now running for the Senate in New Hampshire. General, let me start with you. Let's start first with abandoning Americans behind enemy lines, thousands of green card holders, all of our Afghan allies, the death, the destruction, the murder, the mayhem. I can't believe this is our country.
Well, Sean, I can't believe it's our country either, and I share your same sentiment with the testimony over the last couple of days of the Secretary of State. I can't even believe that they're defending this. They have an opportunity to come out and say that they made some mistakes and to try and make it right, but they continue to go down the road of denial, and this is costing more lives, and it just harkens me back to the days of the first rotation when we found all the soccer fields throughout Afghanistan as killing fields. And that's what it's going to turn into again.
Let me go to Tori Richards. I read that the Washington Examiner, I know for a fact, the Washington Examiner has the full video of the action, one of the beheadings that has taken place. There have been numerous reports of them taking place. I don't know if you took the time to read it. I did get a picture of the decapitated head, and the celebration that took place, quote, afterwards. This is the professional and businesslike Taliban that, we're getting lectured to by Jen Psaki and Tony Blinken and Joe Biden.
Yes, Sean. In fact, the spokesperson for the Taliban said, quote, we want to assure the international community, including the U.S., that nobody will be harmed. Well, no sooner had he said that than a source of mine over in Afghanistan who is monitoring a secret chat room on, get this, WhatsApp, where the Taliban shares grisly videos and plots murders, he downloaded this and he sent it to me. And I've shared it with General Bolduc, who had commented on it for a story that I have. But, I mean, they're just celebrating there. They have the poor Afghan army soldier lying on his back in the desert with his decapitated head sitting on his chest. And one of the Taliban holds up the head by the hair, and then they just start chanting that the supreme leader of the Taliban is a great person and God is great and guerrilla fighters. And then they said, shoot him, shoot him. He has to look like he's shot. So then they line up to shoot the corpse.
You know, I'm listening, and it just saddens me. And General, the thing that is most frustrating here, well, we had no idea in 11 days, and we got a plan. We didn't get a plan from the Trump administration. We got a date. We got a withdrawal date. Well, they also got secure borders and energy independence, and that didn't stop them from screwing all that up. So the reality is they're trying to push this on Donald Trump. Donald Trump's plan was first predicated on obliterating the Taliban if they step 1 foot outside of the area that was designated for them. And two, it included Bagram Air Base. Three, it included conditions on the ground. And as the Taliban was on the march all the way through the spring and early summer, Joe Biden didn't lift a finger to push him back. So he created the situation.
Oh, absolutely created the situation. And, you know, not only he created the situation, but so did his Secretary of State, so did his Secretary of Defense, and General Milley. General McKenzie, gave up Kabul. You know, Berater said, hey, listen, you want to take Kabul? Or do you want us to take Kabul? And he lets them waltz right in and take Kabul and then completely, sacrifice any operational or tactical advantage we could have had around the Kabul airport, which was the wrong airport anyways. Everything they did, Sean, was absolutely wrong and inconsistent with good military tactics at the tactical level, operational, or strategic level. I could have found a lieutenant, any lieutenant, plan this mission better than these senior leaders did, and they all need
Why wouldn't you evacuate, General? I'm not a general. I don't have the level of knowledge and sophistication in the area of war and combat like you do, and the experience, your vast experience, is beyond impressive. But, you know, it doesn't take, you don't have to go to the war college to understand that when they're on the march, that you should push them back. And while you have full control of Kabul and surrounding areas, and you have an opportunity to safely evacuate every American, every family member, every green card holder, every Afghan ally, and all of our military equipment, it doesn't seem like a very difficult thing to determine that the time to do it is when you have full control. They didn't do that.
Oh, absolutely. We should have maintained control of Bagram, maintained control of Kabul, maintained control of Kandahar Airfield out in Helmand Province and out in Herat Province in the west, set up safe corridors, set up areas that people could come in safely, get them out by either land or air movement, completely do this absolutely properly, coordinate refugee operations with Pakistan and Iran and the countries up north, and have staging bases outside of the United States, and really do a good job of putting the right people on the planes. Listen, we can fly in thousands of sorties on any given Sunday. They're bragging about the wrong thing, right? We can do that with our eyes shut. We've been doing it since the Gulf War. So please, let's do this right. But they couldn't even do this right. And to me, it is just the amount of accountability that has to happen here at all levels is, warranted. And it needs to be immediate, as I heard you say earlier about another issue with General Milley.
You know, Tori, I got to give a tip of the hat to you and the Washington Examiner. There are a few of us out there, my friends in talk radio, a few of us on TV. We're not forgetting that we have all of these Americans abandoned behind enemy lines by Joe Biden. We're not forgetting that they're really hostages. You know, we're now watching and listening to the Taliban, you know, make ridiculously false promises and getting lectures from Tony Blinken on inclusiveness. I'm like, inclusiveness? They're ripping young girls away from their mommies and daddies so they can be sex slaves and marry the Taliban fighters. You know, what part of these people that have no comprehension of what the enemy is really like, it bothers me on a level I can't even describe.
Well, what bothers me is you have people like Blinken in the Hamptons, Obama, who's really calling the shots, and everybody else in their Tony mansion. And then these poor people that helped us in Afghanistan are living minute by minute in their homes for a knock on the door where they're going to be assassinated. I am working with a family that wrote to General Bullock saying, help us get out of here. And I did a story on them. And so then I got a congressman, Mark Green, to pay attention. So now we're waiting on that. But they're one of 20,000. And, I mean, they write to me hysterically about 12 times a day. What's going to happen to us? I thought you were helping us. I'm hiding in my house. We have no way to make a living because we're women, and we can't get out of here because the soldier works special ops with General Baldock. And so it's just a really sad situation, except for you, myself, Sarah Carter, and others. I mean, we seem like we're the only ones that are helping. No one on the government side seems to care except for a few brave congressmen.
I know. I mean, that is unbelievable. Quick break. We'll come back. 800-941-SHAWN is a number. You want to be a part of the program for the final half hour. More with Tory Richards and General Brigadier General Don Bolduc is with us as we move along.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is insurance alone is not enough. Now to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol in this case that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance. And Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. We continue. We have Tory Richards, investigative reporter, Washington Examiner, and former Brigadier General Don Bolduc is with us. Is there any good option, General, in our final minute here?
Any good options in regards to
rescuing our fellow Americans now, 32 days behind enemy lines?
Yeah, if I was in charge, I'd be knocking the president's door down saying, listen, we got to go back in there and get people. This is how we do it the right way. And, you know, here's the end state, getting all our folks out. And we can do it. We can do it today. And, oh, by the way, while we're there, let's punish the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. While we're doing it, you know, let's combine all these things because they need to be punished for what they did to 13 Americans, wounding 22 others.
Can we take our military equipment back too, General? I'd like to return. Have it returned.
We can either take it or we can destroy it in place. Whatever we need to do. But if it was me, I'd be knocking his door down, saying, "This is what we have to do. We have to get our honor back, our character back, our integrity back. We have to prove to the world that what we did before is not America and show them who America is."
You know what the sad thing is? You and I both know that's not going to happen with this man as president.
That's right.
The saddest thing that I have to tell people. Like, I never was too confident that anybody out in California, because the state is so far gone, hardcore, radical left socialist, that this recall could work.
I admire people for trying. I admire Caitlyn Jenner, Larry Elder, all these people that ran. They tried, but the, you know, anybody that would have voted to recall them left the state a long time ago, or a lot of them. Anyway, appreciate you both being with us. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. All right, 25 to the top of the hour, 800-941-SHAWN. You want to be a part of the program. Joe Biden now campaigning for Gavin Newsom. It's like everywhere he goes, even when he doesn't show up. You know, he's getting F Joe Biden chants in football stadiums around the country, and then he gets booed by the Long Beach City college students. America's figured out this guy is clueless. And instinctively, Americans, they don't believe in abandoning our fellow Americans behind enemy lines and leaving them in the hands of the professional and businesslike Taliban, which is what they're trying to sell us. Listen to this in Long Beach. Unbelievable. Now, one other piece of business before I get to your calls here. It really bothers me. This video that we have on Hannity.com, Blood on Your Hands, is so powerful. And the song is so powerful. John Andrasik is now, they like with all his other songs. I mean, I'm sure you've heard Five for Fighting, Superman, and 100 Years. I mean, maybe Jason pulled them up just to remind some people. But, I mean, he's a phenomenal artist. Now, if a liberal artist is out there and they take a stand on a political issue, and I read you John's entire statement, I mean, he is saying, do you realize what we've done? We've broken our word to our Afghan allies. We've abandoned our fellow Americans. Women are going to be sex slaves. This is not red and blue, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative. Matter of fact, I don't even have a clue what John Andrasik's politics are. I've just known him for many years and find him to be a phenomenal artist. And I've seen him in concert. He's just amazing. And he came up with this song. And now everyone in the media is trying to ignore it. I don't want this song ignored. Anyway, we have the full version and the video on Hannity.com. And then this is a small slice of our edited version. We put in the audio cuts to accompany it.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not.
Got blood on my hands.
I just found out that the last flight is gone.
Got blood on my hands.
American will have signed our death sentence.
And I don't understand.
This is not comforting at all, because we don't know if we're going to make it out.
What's happening?
The extraordinary success of this mission.
There's blood on these hands.
13 Americans killed, 95 Afghans killed.
And still American.
Nobody predicted, you know, the government would fall in 11 days.
Left to the Taliban. Now how's that happening?
Unbelievable. Now, maybe you don't remember John Andrasik, or don't, because it's Five for Fighting, so you might just but you'll recognize this is only a couple of their major hits. 100 Years and Superman, listen.
The better part of me, I'm more than a bird, I'm more than a plane, I'm more than some pretty face beside a train, and it's not easy. I wish that I could cry, fall upon my knees, find a way to lie about a home I'll never see. It may sound absurd, but don't be naive. Even heroes have the right to bleed. I may be disturbed, but won't you concede?
Maybe 100 years, you've heard this hit too.
15, there's still time to
just an amazing artist. All right, let's get to our phones as we have promised here. Which is your favorite song, Linda? Now, you are a great singer.
Thank you. And John is amazing. I've actually performed with John, and he's just fantastic, and he's an awesome
By the way, I know all about that.
I know you do. That's because you're...
That is correct.
You were there. But... You know, one, so John, just to harken back to what you just said, I don't really think that John has a political affiliation, but what I will say is that John is a person who deeply cares for other people. He just really cares, and he wants to reach people through music, right? So he says to me
yesterday.
But
you see, you know this is a singer, and I say this, and you just dismiss me.
I'm not dismissing you.
I do radio.
I do.
No, you often dismiss me.
Oh, God.
But now, think about this. I do radio.
You do?
And I love radio because radio is a heart medium.
Agreed.
And you can't fake it without people knowing you're phony ass on the radio.
100%.
You just can't.
Yep.
You know, your heart comes out. People know you. Mm-hmm. It's an intimate relationship.
Yep.
And TV is not a heart medium. I could do more with rolling my eyes on TV in terms of communicating, which mm-hmm. you can't do on radio, right?
Sure.
Okay. Nobody's going to see me roll my eyes, which I do when you talk sometimes.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Just saying jokingly. All right. But you sing and I've watched you perform mm-hmm. and you know, when I've been to concerts and I love being like behind stage when we were doing our Freedom concerts and you yeah. see people singing back to the artist every word.
It's incredible.
And mm-hmm. and you see people crying when certain songs just touch the right emotional chord within mm-hmm. them. And I've watched videos myself to bring tears to my eyes. I just won't admit I ever cried.
And you know, it's so you make excellent points. I think probably in your previous life, you were probably a rock star yourself. And yeah, I've seen
not
you
with
play
this voice.
You played a lot of air guitar, Sean. You got a lot of talent. I just want you to know that. But in all seriousness, John, you know, he writes this song. He thinks that this is going to be this moment where he's going to bring the country together to support these poor people, our Afghan allies, our American citizens. And he says to me yesterday, he goes, I can't get my song on Facebook. I said, what are you talking about? He said, they won't let it up. And I'm like, he's like, it's never happened to me as an artist. And he's like, I'm sure it's just an algorithm thing. I'm like, yeah, it's an algorithm
thing.
Yeah,
he wrote me that too. And I'm like, yeah, hell no.
But I sent him the article that you and I were talking about the other day. We never got to it because there's so much news. But Wall Street Journal did an amazing expose on the fact that Facebook is deliberately suppressing those that they do not agree with, which we've all known for a very long time. But also hat tipping themselves to the elites and the powerful and people who are like, you know, they're going to give them a lot of trouble if they don't get their points out. And so I sent it to him and he was like, oh my God. And I thought, this is what's going on in America, right? You've got really good people just trying to do the right thing. And then you've got these huge corporations, not one mainstream media outlet, not one regular radio station. Nobody is playing this song. Because they don't want to talk about the fact that Biden screwed up. Biden's policies and the political nature of this is more important than the men, women, and children being murdered every single day right now in Afghanistan. And John is one of these regular, amazing people that is just trying to do his part. And it's very, very sad. And kudos to you for putting it up and for playing.
But the reality is Joe Biden has blood on his hands.
100%.
And this was completely easily preventable.
100%.
So sad to me.
Very, very sad.
Joe in Indiana. Joe, you're on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hi, Sean. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure's all mine. Thank you.
I was listening to your show the other day and discussing the Secretary Blinken hearings and had some questions because the questions I have get more into the very specific questions. They don't require politics. They don't require political word salad. They just require fact answers, and Americans make an informed decision after that. So my first question would be, and I try and think of this from the perspective of a lawmaker who's up there and they've got a limited time and, you know, have to get directly to the heart of the matter. So my first question would to Secretary Blinken would be, did you receive an intelligence that the Afghan government would collapse? Yes or no? We all know that the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Yes, sir. Keep going.
The second question would be, you're on record, more of a statement and a question, you're on the record with many other administration officials stating that no one predicted the Afghan government to collapse in 8 days. So how many days before total collapse were used as the planning factor for your withdrawal? Very specific number or even a date range, but that is a very specific question he can answer. Third question along that line is, when was that number decided? Did they have enough time to actually implement what plan that they thought they had? Because we were told they planned for every contingency except for the one that
they had.
Well, you know, we have the answers to all of this. And this is why I've now for weeks shown the time elapsed map. We watched the world watch the Taliban on the move. We watched the Afghan military that Joe said was one of the best trained in the world collapse day after day. Joe's bragging about how great they are when the Taliban already had taken 60% of the country. Then they lie and say, well, we inherited a deadline, but not a plan. Okay, they inherited secure borders, energy independence, and a great economy also. So I don't want to hear their lying and excuse making. And I'll say this last thing. If all Joe Biden had to do was a few drone strikes early on when the Taliban was on the march and obliterate them, that would have stopped them. That would have made the August 31st deadline very achievable. In the interim, we could have removed every American green card holder, every family member, every Afghan ally. We could have vetted them all. And we could have taken the $80 billion in military equipment home with us. My preference would be to take it home and fly it home rather than leave it to our enemies. Anyway, appreciate the call. Let's say hi to Angel is in Ohio. Angel, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Glad you called.
Yes. I had been wanting to call since Governor DeWine did the Vax-a-Million. I was given a note from my doctor that I am not supposed to get vaccinated. So what am I supposed to do now that every...
Oh, you're breaking up on me. Say that again. You have a note from your doctor saying what? Well, I think we just lost the call. Call back if you can, if you're listening. Let's say hi to Leslie in Georgia. Hey, Leslie, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for checking in.
Good. I just first want to say that I love your show, but I think I love Linda more. She's awesome.
Aw, thanks, Leslie.
Oh, thanks, Leslie. Yeah, all right.
Are you really jealous? Leslie? You're a little jealous.
Sorry, you're breaking up, Liz. You're breaking up, Leslie. I got to go to another caller. Sorry, you're out.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Go ahead.
So, you know, I was listening yesterday to a conversation that you were having with a caller about, you know, the Afghan refugees and the people coming across the border not being tested for COVID, not being forced to vaccinate. And my question is, COVID's already here. We're trying to control what we've already got. What are these people bringing into our country that we don't know about? And I mean, I woke up this morning to see that there's a measles outbreak among some Afghan refugees. I mean, these people are basically coming from third world countries. There's no vaccinations for anything over there. So what diseases are we going to start seeing now that have been eradicated?
Well, we already know. I mean, the CDC put out an urgent on this whole measles issue. I think they did it either late yesterday or early today. They have a high incidence of measles we're bringing back into the country. Listen, what have I been saying in the middle of a pandemic? Why are we putting... You know, hundreds of thousands of people now crossing the border, that they're just being processed a month. And then we're throwing them into Joe's overcrowded cages in the middle of a pandemic. And then we're not testing them. We're not mandating vaccines for them. And then we're dispersing them all over the country. And we're not even telling states that we're sending them. And people with COVID that they've identified because they're sick as hell, you just put them in a hotel and they're free to come and go as they choose. And now with the Afghan population coming in, it's the same situation. You can't get any worse than this. And no vetting is taking place. A report out of Wisconsin. No, yeah, unvetted Afghan refugees free to go anywhere they want. Well, what if they happen to, you know, be a member of ISIS and they infiltrate and say they're one of our allies and they weren't? They'll plot, plan, and scheme the next 9/11. So sick. It's so bad. Anyway, thank you for the call. If you want to create valuable breathing room in your household budget, pay less for your home every month, save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars a month, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of your loan. Yeah, there's only been about 20 some odd million Americans that have refinanced at these record low mortgage rates. They're still here. And there's a lot of options in the 2% range, 2.5%, 30-year fixed mortgage. Okay, that's why you need to take the 10 minutes it'll take and contact our friends at AmericanFinancing.net, and you will talk to their salary-based mortgage consultants. They will give you a free mortgage review. They'll present all of the options, how much you'll save every month, how much you'll save over the course of your loan. No pressure, no obligation, no fee. It's absolutely free. Now, the amount of money we're talking about here is massive. If you want, if you haven't refinanced, call this number. It's worth a fortune to you. 866-615-9200. 866-615-9200. Online, AmericanFinancing.net. I'm telling you, we're not going to see interest rates this low again, in my humble opinion, in our lifetime. AmericanFinancing.net.
American Financing, NMLS, 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Sean Hannity, defending freedom, providing clarity, and calling out the left. Now, more than ever, we need Hannity.
You know, last month, more of you, my listeners, made the switch to Pure Talk than any other month since I've started talking about Pure Talk. Now, many of you are chained to these overpriced, unlimited plans from the big carriers, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. Yeah, people have now finally made the switch because they realize it's a stampede. You get the exact same coverage, the exact same service that is saving the average family over $800 a year. If you haven't made the switch to Pure Talk, it's the easiest decision you will make today. Now, you keep your phone, you keep your phone number, you get huge discounts if you want a new phone. I got the iPhone 12. I love it. You get unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data. It's only $30 a month. That's it. And by the way, if you want unlimited data, well, you can still save a fortune. Now, from your cell, just dial pound 250, say the keyword, save now. Pound 250, say the keyword, save now, and you start saving half immediately your first month from our friends at Pure Talk. That's going to wrap things up for today. All right, full coverage, General Milley. I say that he should be put on administrative leave pending the results of an investigation. These charges are too serious. We also have Mike Pompeo. Newt Gingrich will weigh in. Senator Ron Johnson will weigh in. Also, you meet a woman that literally Congressman Ronny Jackson and others helped escape from Afghanistan, an incredible story. I told you you've been hearing about them. John Ratcliffe and much, much more. All coming up tonight, 9 Eastern. Set your DVR, Hannity on Fox.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, BYRNA.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off.